Yo, welcome back to Mind Games, guys. Yeah, I know today I sound definitely not myself. That's because, like, I don't really feel myself today. I really don't. Pretty much, like, last night, just a bunch of shit happened. Honestly, this whole entire time, the last two podcasts y'all heard were about 2 weeks ago. In 2 weeks, I have literally injured my back. There was like 2 days I couldn't even really walk, bro. Even laying down hurt. And then I started going to the chiropractor. So I do feel better right now. And thank God, you know, I'm back to basically doing everything I used to. It still like gives me some aches and pains from time to time, but I'm definitely healing. So I'm happy and thankful as fuck, honestly. And I'm literally switching jobs. Like, just got in a big ass argument with my boyfriend. So that shit's just ass, you know? We're not on good terms right now. And now I just found out that Kobe fucking Bryant just passed away. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, bro. It's still January. My nigga, all this shit has happened and it is still January. It's not even February yet, bruh. Nigga. I just don't even know. I really don't. But yeah. I don't know, bro. It's just wild, bro. Like, literally, like, all that shit happened. And then I decided to take a nap. And then I woke up. And then Kobe fucking Bryant is dead. And that's crazy because if y'all, like, watch my streams, y'all know Kobe has been my background on my PlayStation since, like, 2017. And, like, literally, like, the reason I started actually loving basketball, because I was forced to play when I was younger. My mother got tired of me fucking playing video games and staying in the house every weekend. Literally, it was the same thing. I'd clean to get money. And then I would go to Kroger and get fucking ice cream and cookies and chips and soda. And then I'd have leftover money for a pizza. And then I'd literally sit in front of my fucking TV, my PlayStation, and play Bully. Low-key, I played Bully like 100-something times. Deadass. And that's not even, like, exaggeration. Like, I would beat it every single weekend. I don't know why. It was just... like, at the time, it was just my favorite game. And that was PlayStation 2. Like, I don't even think online play... Or, you know, online play, what am I talking about? Online play was definitely a thing. But I basically didn't have Call of Duty or none of that. So, yeah, I was just playing my games. And, yeah, she was like, fuck this shit. You're about to go play a sport. And she forcibly made me go try out for basketball. I made it. And then, like, yeah, bro. Like, I mean, it was cool, though, because I actually started really finding a love in basketball, and it started with Kobe. Just seeing him play, just, bruh. He was an animal, like, a different type of animal. He looked like he had so, he was a fucking beast, bro. And he just looked so fucking happy. Like, and then he just looked, bruh. And then, like, just, he was just serious, bro. He had that look in his eye, like, bet. Like, bro, I don't know. It was just everything about him. And my top four players intro, the first basketball highlight I think I ever made, he was in it. Like, bro, I don't know. It's just wild. It's crazy because when we were younger and, like, people were passing away or they said so-and-so passed away, like, it didn't really hit hard because we didn't really have, like, a bond with them. But from X to fucking Juice WRLD to fucking Kobe, like, yeah, all that shit hits different. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just showing me that, like, bro, you wake up, you think it's all good, and anything at any time, at any second can happen. Like, anything. Like, imagine the people who are like, bro, who are scared to live life and do whatever. And then boom, something happens. Like, bro, I don't know. That shit's just crazy to me. That shit's just crazy. And yeah, we're gonna mourn over it. This one cuts a little deep, so we're gonna mourn over it for a couple weeks, a month, 2 months. And then everyone's gonna go about their business in their lives. I mean, as harsh as that is, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm saying that's crazy. We all literally just gonna go about our lives because that's just how it works. People pass away, we mourn them, we grieve. If they're your family, bruh, that's a whole nother story. But if they were just someone you looked up to, you didn't really know personally, like, you're gonna go live your life. And that's crazy. I'm talking about regular people, too. With Kobe, people will be talking about his death the way people talked about Michael Jackson's death, bro. Low-key, I feel that. I really fucking feel that. He was just an icon in basketball. You think about him. You think about Michael Jordan. You think about Kobe Bryant. You think about LeBron. Like, those are just people that you think about. And he inspires so many people. So that's called legacy. That's something that you want in life when you pass away. Because are you just going to end up as a forgotten person after 2 months? Or even a week? Or are you going to actually create a legacy so when you leave, there's so many people out there that actually feel you, who thank you, who appreciate you. You're good with your family, your friends. Yeah, man. And I don't know. I don't know what my legacy is. I don't know what yours is. But I just hope that we all have one before it's time. But that shit's just crazy to me. Like, life is just so fucking short. And here me and my boyfriend are arguing over some dumb shit. You know what I mean? When really, like, it shouldn't be that way. So, I don't know, man. I don't have no answers. I'm just coming on here to tell y'all how I feel today. Today isn't, like, the best day at all. But it's like, what are you gonna do with it now? You gonna go back and lay down and watch the YouTube? Or are you actually about to work for something that you say that you want? Are you actually going to now give it your all? Or are you just gonna let the days, the seconds, the weeks pass by again? And say, damn, we in 2021 already? Nah, that's tough. Alright guys, stay blessed. Honestly, pray. Get into your spiritual journey. Start just living for you and no one else. But alright guys, I'll see you in the next episode.